Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I am Jacqueline Vitale, the owner and founder of Jack Vitale LLC. I'm from New Jersey, but I've lived in Florida, South Florida now on and off for about 7 years. And I'm pursuing my company primarily down here, but also extremely in the virtual space as well. So I'm all over.
Awesome. So can you just tell us like what your company does exactly and who you serve?
Yeah. So I cater to a lot of demographics, being that, you know, health and wellness is a very intricate service. So I want to make sure that finances, time, things like that are not a limitation to people. So my company is a health and wellness company, and I cater to an in-person clientele with in-person training services, as well as stretching and rehabilitation. And then I also have an app. And through there, I'm able to provide one-on-one customized training to individuals that may not be as close to me, or I may not have time in the in-person space. This is a bit of a pricier service, being that you're getting someone with such a thorough education, working hands-on with you. And that's where I was saying, you know, I never want someone to be limited from achieving their goals. So I created more general programs. So anyone that's healthy, just general demographic that's in shape, feeling good about themselves between the ages of 20 to 40, can go on to my website and find any program they want that they feel is suitable to them at different training intensities for different forms of training that they're looking for. And they find the program for them, they grab it, it's immediately assigned to them in the app, and they have this whole portal that's made to be about them.
Awesome. So in terms of like your classes, right, are they mostly group classes or one-on-one? And when you're meeting with people, like what type of, you know, what does the regimen look like?
So I don't typically do group classes. I'm not entirely against them, but I feel that there's a lack in the individual getting the proper attention that they need. And if there's anything about why I do what I do, it's fitness is a lot more than just a physical experience. It's a whole mental experience. You might have things that you can't handle that someone else can handle. So for me, group classes, it's not as in tune with that individual. We're not doing the whole overall experience together. And that's really where I want to dig deep. I've personally dealt with a lot of challenges that a girl would deal with, like just eating disorder a little bit and depression as a kid. So, you know, fitness saved me through that. And I want to take that individual through that journey when they come into that session. I want them to have that safe space. So immediately when they come in, if they're working with me in person, we're doing some sort of technique at the beginning just to ground and center themselves and find where they are in that moment. What needs to be addressed? What do we need to release physically and mentally during this session? If it's virtually, you have that space set up for you there to begin your workout. And then you step into that training routine that's designed specifically for you or for the program that you decided to purchase virtually. And we proceed from there as a progressive program.
Makes sense. Like, how do you make sure that if somebody's working with you, that their nutrition or supplements are up to what they have to be as well?
Absolutely. So that's a good question, because like there's a lot to focus on. And I think that in itself right there is what discourages the average individual. So, you know, it's like, oh, I need to focus on not just working out, but then my protein intake and my supplements. And you think I should be sleeping this much and drinking this much water? Like, it's a lot to think about. So to prevent this entire spiraling effect and really just bring the individual to like, we're going to do what's best for you and what your body needs, I actually went bigger beyond let's just focus on nutrition and created this concept called the 6 pillars of wellness. Now, the 6 pillars of wellness identify the 6 pillars that make up your overall well-being that need that personal fulfillment as consistently as possible. And it's your physical, nutritional, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, and occupational well-being. So I mainly do this more with the virtuals. It's just easier to keep track of. With the in-persons, we more or less just talk and get through it. it's like a therapy session. but with the virtuals, they actually get this personalized 6-pillar plan in front of them. And we identify one task that would fulfill each pillar. So they have 6 tasks and I encourage them to at least get to one every week. And we build upon that every single week. So to answer the nutritional part, maybe we just focus on increasing protein intake. And then as they start to master that pillar more, we'll add more on to it. And that's the same aspect with all the other pillars. So I really try to create like an overall well-rounded journey, whether you're getting that high ticket program, the low ticket program, you're going to have that let's tune into ourselves moment.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you face in your business today?
The misinformation. Social media is a blessing and a curse. It gives us the ability to share an immense amount of information that maybe we never would have had access to, but it also makes us get a lot of misinformation. So I actually have a 16-year-old in-person client I work with, and she tells me the other day, she's on TikTok, and one of the influencers said you should 1,200 calories a day. I swear to God, like I could have punched every wall in their house. Like, no, 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 no. And like now this poor girl's crying because she can't do 1,200 calories a day. That's not feasible. Nobody should be doing that. You know what I mean? So I think for me, at least, that was what contributed to me having an eating disorder was this misinformation. And now the social media making it worse. So I'm very focused on filtering out the improper guidance, the misinformation, everything like that, because it, as you can see, makes me really angry.
For sure. But like, how do you focus on getting new clients or growing your business? Like, you know, where do you get your clients from? Like what channels?
Right. So with my in-person, I'm very fortunate to have such a close connection with everyone. So I work primarily on a referral basis there. Of course, all my information's on my website and you have people that trickle in through the SEO researches and stuff like that where they find me. But that's more of a referral base. Virtually, it's a big space and it's a very saturated space. So you have to find a way to really get people in there. And the biggest thing that helped me was creating an ecosystem. A world where people, when they came to me, they felt like they were submerging and stepping into it. So I do a lot of my marketing through social media. And the second that people see something that they're relating to, they come to my profile, they're in my world and they're lost in it. And I would definitely say the programs are a beautiful place to start. It's affordable, it's self-guided, you're going at your own pace with the proper direction. And then you get familiar with me and what my services provide. And after that, you're limitless with any program, or do you want to work more directly with me virtually? You know, now we can work one-on-one weekly. So I really, the main focus is getting them into that ecosystem. And then they truly, truly do stay, which is a blessing to me. But getting them into the ecosystem, it's really just connecting with the user, the relatability through social media. And again, a lot of filtering out the misinformation, the misguidance, and people seeing that and saying, hey, this girl's not trying to make an extra buck by showing her boobs and her butt. She actually cares about the well-being of the science of health and wellness, you know? So I would say just the authenticity and through social media.
So in terms of social media, like, is there somebody specific that you're targeting? Like, for example, like when you're putting out content, is it more for a certain demographic, like, you know, men, women, a certain age?
Yeah.
Like, what does that look like?
That's a great question. So I can cater to anybody, of course. I would definitely say my main demographic is between the age of 20 to 40. And my style of training is functional training. So I'm giving you certain exercises so you can get out of bed easier in the morning. So you can bend over and pick something up. So you can pick up your kids or, you know, carry your groceries more easily. So it's a lot of functional lifestyle training that's going to enhance just your activities of daily living. So ultimately, the average person in their middle ages that are just looking to enhance their lifestyle would fall perfectly under this category. But where that one-on-one virtual service comes in or the in-person, that's where we get deeper. So for example, I have someone with a hip impingement, lower back vertebrae dislocated, everything under the sun you can imagine. He's not buying a program. He can't just go get a program and do it. We're going to narrow down, go through that specific consultation of 30 questions about his life, his needs, his goals, what needs to be fixed, where's your MRI imaging, and get more in tune. I worked with a very, very elite athletic trainer, chiropractor, and physical therapist through college that kind of gave me the resources necessary necessary to work in a more rehabilitative setting when I can. And I enjoy that. It gives me something different.
But in terms of growing your social media, like, have you run ads? Like, how have you grown the channels?
Yeah. So Facebook ads are a huge way to go. And now with the Instagram boost, it's a huge help. Another thing is doing podcasts like this, talking to anybody and everybody that's going to collaborate and get, you know, more exposure out there. I think that that has honestly been the biggest impact for my business, is just authentically, like, getting on here with you or whoever it is and just talking, and you getting to know me, vice versa. Like, the individual really gets to learn about you, and naturally together we're creating more exposure. It's just it's a beautiful, natural way to reach everybody, and it's the right person you're reaching, you know? But the ads do work exponentially, of course. And I also run a lot of free eBooks, free recipes, free workouts. So all that individual needs to do is, you know, give me their email or text message for that information. And then they're in my ecosystem, and I'm going to keep, you know, getting them to come to me for some sort of service.
For sure. So obviously now 2023 is wrapping up. So for 2024, like, what are some of your goals for the business?
Yeah. So 2023, I actually launched a new program called Basic to Beast Gym. And I created this program for myself, actually, not for anybody else, because I was on a 10-month hiatus from not working out. I have endometriosis. So I was in the stages. It's a girl's disease, but I was in the stages of finding out about it these last 10 months, and I was extremely sick. So I just needed to rest. And after I got the surgery I needed, I knew I had to bring my entire body back from here to here. So I created this 8-week progressive training routine that is just simple lifestyle training, allows the individual to take their body out of that basic foundation and into its beastly capabilities. As I'm going through this for myself, I'm like, wait a second, this is like what everybody on earth needs. So I created the gym program this year, and we're going to be launching the Basic to Beast Home this year. So, or for 2024. And I'm really, really excited. This coming year, we're going to be focusing a lot more on launching more programs like that, so that individuals have the accessibility, no limitations, you know, they're going at their own pace. A lot more things will be dropping with, like, ab challenges, stuff like that. But outside of just internally in my company, another thing that Jack Vitale Company will be doing is working more with a lot of these functional medicine companies that are doing, like, injections and stuff like that. Ozempic, as you've heard about 1,000 times, individuals don't know how to properly eat and work out with these injections. So it's acting more as a band-aid than a lifestyle change. And I'm going to start stepping in and providing those services with those injections so that they're getting the whole well-rounded experience. And that's something that's going to be huge for 2024.
No, yeah, that's definitely exciting. But I guess, like, in terms of scalability, right? Because you're just one person. So Right. Is your vision to, like, hire people under you? Like, how do you plan to grow, or just more of these, like, kind of like do-it-yourself courses? Like, what does that, you know, look like?
So that's a good question, because I am only one person. So that's where the app came into play. All, you know, you only have so many hours in the day and your body can only handle so much. So the app came into play, and I only was doing the one-on-ones through the app, and I don't have to show up on the app. I have 500 pre-recorded exercises that I string together, and the individual just has to go. So even though that saved me an immense amount of time, I still have to check in with that individual, sit down, redesign their program for the following week. And that's a lot of time as well, which has then allowed me to realize, all right, I need to scale differently. And I created the programs. These are pre-made self-guided programs where the individual is not getting a consultation with me, because it's not an in-depth one-on-one experience. So they just go, they buy the program, and then they proceed forward, and they're in the ecosystem. So that's giving me the scalability, launching that Basic to Beast Home, that Basic to Beast Gym, the 10 days of abs. Once I make that, it's done. It's out there, and it's just a product that can be provided. However, with that being said, there's a lot of girls out here who want to start doing this, but they don't have the same resources or the time to record 700 exercises. So eventually I will be opening the app up for then these girls to come in and start working with their one-on-ones as well, utilizing my resources. And they can also start creating their own programs to sell within mine as well. So there is one girl I'm working very closely with right now, and we're just in the beginning stages.
No, that's awesome that you're bringing people under you. Cause yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, you have lots of experience, but you are one person. So I'm just curious, like, how you're actually going to grow this business from that standpoint.
The programs were definitely a big shift in general, because once it's done, it's done. It's a never selling product, but you want to just reach as many people as possible. So the more, the merrier.
No, 100%. So in terms of right now, like, what is your top business priority, you know, finishing out this year?
Honestly, I would say Basic to Beast Gym was the biggest priority. And now it's really just maintaining the rest of the year. Obviously, as you know, in the health and wellness industry, December is not the biggest month to be like, I'm going to get it together. It's more like, I'm going to enjoy these last 3 weeks before I get on track January 1st. So if anything, my biggest focus is encouraging, you know, my demographic that I work with to just start aligning their goals, start addressing their six pillars of wellness, and maybe doing a few things, or just go on some walks and change some dietary things. So simply just getting that information out there over these next few weeks and, you know, just starting to get those light bulbs turning on in people's heads. So when January 1st comes and they wake up, they're like, all right, I need Jack. I'm ready. So just, I'm starting to create that need this month. But at this point, you know how December is, it's a lot more maintenance.
For sure. So in terms of like high level technology, like, you know, many people are looking at things like AI. So do you think that AI has a place in the fitness industry or in your business? And if so, like, what would that be?
Yes. It's funny you're asking this. I actually had a business dinner last night, and we were going over how we're going to implement AI. So accountability is the biggest factor on earth. I can give you every resource necessary. You're not going to show up if I'm not giving you motivation and accountability. You're not. So I currently now send out private messages that are automated within my app. And it goes individually to that person. And it's a very hands-on, one-on-one experience. Even if you're just buying a program, you're talking directly to a message I wrote to you. But let's be real, when you get a push notification on the phone, it doesn't have the same stimulation that a text message does. So that's where I'd like AI to step in. That's another answer to your question about 2024 goals. I will be creating pathways within the AI to do text messaging. So I wanted to reach out and say, hey, did you get to your workout today? If it says yes, we go through a whole series of prognosis that they should do for the rest of the day. If they say no, we'll go over why and things like that. So obviously this is going to take a bit of time to build, but the fact that this AI is going to be able to communicate as if it is me, and, you know, give that accountability factor and communicate with that individual, allow them to kind of sit there and be like, oh, damn, like, all right, maybe I will go. Like, I just talked to Jack. Now I have to do it. Like, it makes a difference. So that's going to be very interesting to build, but it's going to be huge.
So it's more of like a conversational AI chatbot that's acting on behalf of you, having these conversations with people, making sure that they're held accountable for all their workouts.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you could use an AI for even building workouts nowadays, which is kind of scary. But the thing is, the AI doesn't know what sports you did when you were younger, what surgery you had when you were younger. And those little limitations make a difference. Or the sports you played when you were younger, if I know you played soccer, I'm going to give you an exercise that might stimulate that memory, because then you're going to enjoy doing it more. So AI is not going to think on an emotional level like that. And emotions are a big factor. For an individual that's like, I need a generic program, I'm going to show up. Great. That's for you. But for someone who needs that tender, loving care through the journey, you want, you know, that hands-on journey still. So, you know, I think AI will find a place even maybe within my company in that regard, but for now, just the texting.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Honestly, I could give you actually the best piece of advice someone did give me as I was stepping into this company, which is The second you're about to do this, you are no longer a health and wellness coach. You're a business owner, you know, because solely like I just love touching somebody's body or making a program and being like, you know, like I'm changing this person's life. It might not be huge, but it's an incremental small change. And it's frustrating sometimes when you have to sit down and just do all this administrative stuff 1,000 times. So, you know, it was the best piece of advice I could have gotten as I was entering into this. I wish someone told me to minor in business because I mean, now I've learned everything I needed to know, but it would have probably sped up my process in the beginning a little bit more.
For sure. But I feel like, you know, what you learn in college is not the same, right? Like you actually learn from being in the business, working with clients, like that's something you probably like, you know, no college can really teach you that.
No, I don't think in that sense. I will say I'm one of the rare ones that did walk out of college and I was like, I learned something, but like, I also made sure I learned, like I did 4 extra internships than I needed to do. And, you know, like, and that's the exposure, the experience, like you're saying, like I took advantage of the resources the school gave me, but no, you're right. It's, I probably did actually get the faster track doing it my way.
Right, exactly. So yeah. If somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? Like, what's the best way for somebody watching to get in contact with you?
Absolutely. So my website is Jack, J-A-C, Vitale, V-I-T-A-L-E. All of my social media handles are the same. And the link to my website is also in the social media. On my website, you can learn more about my programs, my one-on-one virtual services, and my one-on-one in-person services, as well as the nutrition services.
Awesome. Well, Jacqueline, thank you so much for your time today, and we're rooting for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
See you later.